You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The difference that I'm looking for the Buffalo defense is Cole Bishop and the way that he's come on since that game. Up in the first five games for the Buffalo Bills, Cole Bishop plays in the box 23%. In the last two games, that's down to 9. He's the 13th best rated safety in the league. He's a difference maker. When you watch Diggs in the last game, he was able to create so many plays down the field, in the middle of the field, catching runs. I expect Cole Bishop to have a big say-so on whether or not that's going to be the same story.
It's a good bit of analysis I hadn't thought about yet. That's Andrew Hawkins, ESPN, and I like that. I like that. That's something that we haven't really dug a lot into, and that is the middle of the field and the changes that have happened for the Bills since the last time these two teams played, in particular at safety. And Jordan Poyer is there now, not Taylor Rapp. That's different than the last time the two teams played. Excuse me. Obviously, Shaq Thompson, the way he's playing. But in the secondary, when you have Bishop right there, you know, it's Bishop and Poyer. It's not Bishop and Rapp. And then you get Jordan Hancock sprinkled in there. And that is true. You know, Stephon Diggs is playing more in the slot now. So when we talk about where's Christian Benford going to line up, and by the way, we'll find out more about Christian Benford in a little while when Sean McDermott joins us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But Benford's not going to be lined up in the slot, really, against Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs plays more in the slot now than he had earlier in the season. For the season, he's about 50-50. It's been more lately, and that would be Taron Johnson's spot, obviously. But that's a good piece of, you know, analysis, I think, right there from Andrew Hawkins about Cole Bishop and how they're utilizing him. But that's a direct effect of the switch from Rapp to Poyer, by the way, and how you're utilizing Cole Bishop. And I do think the Bills will have a different plan, I guess, for Stephon Diggs, but also you have to be able to execute. And that was a tough matchup for them last time. Diggs beat him pretty badly. And the Bills are going to have to be better at that this time around. 803-0550 is the number to call. Welcome in. Let's reset. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Friday. Sal Capaccio with you. And, of course, our Football Friday is brought to you by Cellino Law. Car crash, call Cellino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, game day, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. See, I'm already ratcheted up for this game. I brought the topic to the table to start the show. I've done a lot of Boston area media this week, and I'm telling you, this game is monstrous in the Boston area for their fan base. They're treating this game like almost like it's a playoff game. It's so meaningful to you have to what it represents, right? Drake May, Josh Allen beating the Bills twice, winning the division. Understandable. I don't think the Bills fan base is treating it like that, because I think it's all about the playoffs here in Buffalo, and you're already getting there, really, right? But I am asking you how big this game is, because in Boston, it is really big. It is the highest priced ticket for a Patriots game in a few years, over $400 for an average ticket to go into this game. The get-in price, $270, I read, and the average ticket is over $400. So this is going to be a really interesting game. We'll see about the weather. Pat Hammer joins us at 11:30. Will it be in the snow? We don't know. We'll find out then. Let's go to Dan in Buffalo, who's up next here on WGR. Hi, Dan.
And so I just wanted to get your take on possibly getting the number one seed. I know we're not – I don't think we're mathematically out for it yet. And then also one thing I wanted to mention, we were talking about the New England game. It is a huge game, but I think it's different this time around. I don't have as much hate for the Patriots since, you know, us beating them here or there for the last few years. And also I like Mike Vrabel, the head coach over there. So I actually have a respect for the Patriots now. But I look forward to it. Also, just have a quick question. What do you think about the Bills possibly using a pony system with, I don't know if they've used it yet, with James Cook and Ty Johnson? I will let you answer that.
You mean like put them on the field at the same time?
Yeah, at the same time. I don't know if they've done it yet, but
I think once in a while, you'll see that once in a while. It's very rare, though, it happens. You know what I mean? Like, the more running backs you put on the field, that's less wide receivers, right? Less tight ends. You know, I mean, you could throw that wrinkle in there. It's not something I'd advocate for a lot, but sure. You know, Ty could be he's a better pass blocking back, right? Although, you know, he also can catch the ball out of the backfield. So you can kind of present that dynamic. Thoughts on the one seed? I mean, look, it's pretty low chance right now. The Bills could get there. Right now, it's Denver at 11-2, New England at 11-2. You'd have to have Denver. Look at Denver's schedule the rest of the way. Heck with New England. Denver's got Green Bay, Jacksonville, Kansas City, and L.A., the Chargers. Yeah, they could lose to Green Bay. Jacksonville, they could lose to them, I guess, and then Kansas City. So, you know, I guess they could get a few losses along the way. It's not completely out of the question. Unlikely, but Bills got to take care of their own business. Lee in Buffalo. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, you take a look at the first matchup, you could tell the Bills really weren't up to par, you know, because they ran into each other, like Dawson Knox ran in, I think, to Josh Allen. You know, they fumbled two times and threw an interception. And I was listening to some other stuff over the week, and a lot of the SiriusXM radio sports talk shows and, you know, local TV shows like ESPN, you take a look at New England really hasn't played anybody that substantial, and it's not their fault. They don't make the schedule. But you take a look at the quarterbacks that they played besides Josh Allen, they really haven't had the Mahomes-type game. And that's just – what do you take on that? Like, do you agree that the schedule does favor them? Doesn't that remind you of a little bit of what Houston went through last year where they played – or Washington, for that matter, played this very light schedule, and there's nothing but high hopes the following year, and look what happened this year.
I hear you, and I'll say this. I say this all the time, though, right? And you're not wrong. Their schedule actually does show that they've played a, you know, lesser opponents. Their schedule, if you look at the Bills and compare the Bills and Patriots, for example, Lee, the schedule strength of wins for the Patriots is only 376 winning percentage. It's 462 for the Bills, which is one of the higher ones in the conference. Strength of schedule. Just the teams they beat is only at 325. It's 415 for the Bills. But I'll say this. You can only play who's on your schedule. We know that. And I say that about the Bills. People say, oh, they haven't beaten anybody. That was the Bills. People talking about them early in the season. They hadn't beaten anybody. But you can only play who's on their schedule. Yes, I do think it inflates you a little bit for the next year, though, to your point about Washington this year and Houston last year. But they have a really good young quarterback. They have Drake May. They have a good coach, I think. And they're going to be a team to be, you know, in this mix for a while. But yes, the schedule point is a point that's not inaccurate. It doesn't mean it has to be the falling of the Patriots. They did beat the Bills. So remember that. They did beat the Bills here. Bills gave them the ball three times. They kicked a field goal at the end of the game to do it. They did beat the Bills. Drew is in Canton. Hi, Drew.
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to talk about you momentarily talked about, like, the secondary with Cole Bishop and Jordan Poyer, how they're going to be a different look for New England. And I think this upcoming game, Maxwell Harrison will have a big game, mainly because he didn't really play a lot against New England. And with Matt Collins, Stephon Diggs, I think this is a game where he will really show and really help us on the defensive end. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he didn't play at all in that game, right? If I remember right, I don't think he was back yet. I have to look at the snap counts. I don't think he did. That wasn't the first game back, was it?
Yeah.
I have to make sure on that. Let me just see real quick. Was that the first game? Let's see. Cornerback Benford played 59 snaps. Trey White 59 snaps. Yeah, he had not been back yet. So yeah, no, I agreed. Like, that's another area, Drew, where they are much different now. And here's the thing about the Patriots and what they do, and this is why, to Drew's point about Max Harrison. This might be a stunning stat to a lot of you, but it's something I tweeted out earlier this week. The Bills actually have more 20-plus yard passing plays this year than anybody in the league outside of the Rams, and they're tied. So, bad way of me saying it. Here is the list of 20-plus yard passing plays this year, the most in the NFL. Rams and Bills tied with the most at 50. Patriots at 49. These two teams have a lot of down-the-field explosive plays. But the difference is the Bills' average depth of target on their passes for the season is one of the lower numbers in the league. It's less than 8. The Patriots' average depth of target is over 9. So the Bills are getting their big plays by getting the ball to their playmakers, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid last week, running backs, and they run with the ball, yards after catch. The Patriots do it by throwing the ball down the field. They love to throw the ball down the field. They want to throw over the top of your head. And that's why you're right, Drew. Max Harrison could be an interesting guy in this game. Let's go to Joe in Utica. Hi, Joe. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks.
You got me a little fired up, you know. Your energy gets my energy up, so I can't say that off the bat.
I love it.
I'm usually a pretty mellow guy. But
infectious, baby. Let's do it.
You know, I've played football my whole life, you know, not at the highest level, nothing like that. But, you know, we play this game to win the game, obviously. And then you take this to the next level, these professionals, and this is their entire life, right? And it's kind of becomes our life. And we don't strive for mediocrity. We strive for greatness, Sal. And this is as big of a regular season game as we're ever going to see. And whether you like it or not, that's the only way I can see it. We got somebody trying to dethrone us as the division champions. That's one. Two, I understand it's a little bit of a long shot, but we see more parity in this league nowadays than we ever have. And the Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the NFL, whether we like that or not. And not for nothing, but I'll take it one step further. Nobody is talking about the one seed, and that's just as realistic. If we get the division, I think we get the one seed, because look at the Broncos' schedule. They don't have a cakewalk. And I understand they got to play the Chiefs, and the Chiefs are the Chiefs this year, but they're still the Chiefs. And they got to play the Packers, and they got to play, who else, the Chargers and the Jags. So I'm saying we strive for greatness. We go get the one seed. That's what we've wanted this whole time, and everybody's just like, oh, 5 seed, that'd be the best route. No, the one seed is the best route and is very much in play. And I'll let you take it from there.
I'll take it, Joe. I appreciate your energy and enthusiasm. I appreciate the kind words, but I don't agree with you that it's just right there. And it's so, you know, you make it sound like it's so easy. It's not. You'd need the Broncos and the Patriots to basically lose like 3 games. And yeah, sure, their schedule's tough. The Bills have to win out. They have to do that. And no, this isn't the biggest regular season game ever. The Bills just played a game 2 years ago in week 18. If they lost, they're out of the playoffs, I think. Actually, by the time the game kicked off in Miami, they would have made it in. They played regular season games where they have to win. They have to win. Like, this isn't a must win. It is a big game for a lot of things it represents. But let's be real. Like, you lose this game, life in football goes on next week and even into January. So I get it. Like, I get your I'm competitive spirit there. I do. I love that. But that's not the reality of what the game actually means at the end of the day if you walk off the field with a loss. So yeah,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm going to get the one seed. That is, it is not just as realistic as you say. I'll say it this way. It's just as unlikely, the one seed. It's possible mathematically, and you win this game, you never know. That door starts to open just a little bit more, but you need Denver to lose a little bit here. And obviously you can give the Patriots their own loss here. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We'll get to an injury update ahead of the Bills and Patriots on Sunday, 1 p.m. in Foxborough, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
They're a really good football team. You know, if we go back and we can say we turned it over, I think, 3 times that game, you're not going to win many football games doing that. We got to have all hands on deck, and we need everybody this week.
That is Bills quarterback Josh Allen. We are still awaiting Bills head coach Sean McDermott to give us a ring here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday here on WGR. Sal Capaccio along with you. We expect to hear from the Bills head coach shortly. And when we do, we'll get an injury update heading into Sunday's contest. Also a big injury update from the Patriots, by the way. Their excellent linebacker, pass rusher, Harold Landry, did not practice yesterday with a knee injury, which was a change from Wednesday when he was limited. He was injured 2 weeks ago in their game against the Giants. They did have a bye week. He was limited on Wednesday, like, okay, and then he shows up as a non-participant yesterday with a knee injury. So very interested to see where that goes with Harold Landry with the New England Patriots. He leads their team with sacks, 7.5 sacks. Will Campbell is still, there's their left tackle, young left tackle they drafted. He's still, he's on injured reserve, so he's going to be out some time. And we know Milton Williams, also their excellent interior defensive lineman, is out as well. He's on injured reserve with that ankle. So the last few weeks, since they've lost Milton Williams, they've been a little more susceptible to the run. And I do wonder if the Bills lean into that more this game, the way that they ran the ball in Carolina when they went on the road, the way they ran the ball in Pittsburgh when they went on the road. Not saying they can do that necessarily against New England, but I think they'd love to be able to do something similar to that, to control the game on the ground, run the ball that way. against a Patriots team that has had some struggles recently with stopping the run. 803-0550 is the number to call here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Dan Dale, producer back at WGR. I'm in Studio Capaccio, by the way, today. Got some fresh digs coming up in our studio. I can't even say anything on the WGR studio. So I was steering clear so they could do their work today. So I'm at Studio Capaccio. Dan's back there today behind the glass. So can we play some NFL music here while we give you what went on in the league last night and what's going to happen this weekend as we wait for Sean McDermott to give us a call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's start with last night. Falcons, Buccaneers. Falcons, like, give them credit, folks. They were down, or they were already basically eliminated. They were eliminated last week from the playoffs. They go on a short week to Tampa. They have, not much to play for. Tampa has everything to play for. They're playing for a division title here. Big race in the South. Short week. They're down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They come back to win 29-28. They go for two twice. They don't get it. Crazy plays in this game. They have an easy touchdown pass dropped by the former Bill David Sills, wide receiver David Sills the fifth. Then he catches a big catch on fourth down. There's a fumble that there's a screenshot I posted. Seven Buccaneers in their creamsicle jerseys around this ball. One Falcon. And the Falcons came up with it. It wasn't even that guy. It was another guy who came in. Crazy. 29-28 Falcons. And Kyle Pitts had an amazing day and night, I should say. 11 catches, 166 yards, 3 touchdowns. Congratulations for all of you who had Kyle Pitts in your fantasy lineup last night. I did have Mike Evans. I asked Mike Schoep if I should start Mike Evans. He said yes. It helped me out with my fantasy team last night. We'll get to the rest of the NFL schedule. Sunday's a big week, week number 15 in the NFL. But right now, let's get to the Western Hotline with Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, coach. Welcome to a Football Friday, and hope you had a great week.
Good morning to you as well, Sal, and everyone out there. We've had a great week. It's been a great week in Western New York, and we're looking forward to the weekend.
You have another player of the week, and this time a guy, no stranger to it, Josh Allen, wins AFC Offensive Player of the Week. The game he put together last week, coach, I know he had these amazing plays, and I've said all week, I think the efficiency, though, in the snow, close to 80% completion percentage. I know you've already said what you have to say about your quarterback throughout the years, but just how about the game he put together last week in those conditions, under those circumstances, to be the leader of your team in all situations?
No, he did a great job, to your point. I mean, he threw it well. He ran it well. Ran it, obviously, at two very important times of the game and made two big plays for us to seal the game. So couldn't have asked for more. And also, to your point, the efficiency in that type of weather was very impressive.
I want to just rewind a little bit to the game and ask you about your aggressiveness. And I know that you have been asked about it a couple of different times, but my question is, when you go into a game, you have all these fourth downs that you went for last week. Is that pre-planned by opponent because of how you think the game might go? Is that flow of the game, or is it a little bit of both maybe?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Each game's a little bit different from the other games, and you do your homework going into the game in terms of how you want to play, how you want to manage the game. But there is a feel during the game as well, and trusting your gut. And then the execution piece of it was huge last week for us.
Dawson Knox came up big in that game, coach. He's been with your club since 2019, and I'm reading in the Bills PR notes, they do a great job. He can tie Pete Metzelaar to the Bills tight end record with receiving TDs with one more. But, I know Dalton Kincaid has shown up in the receiving game well this year, but it seems like Dawson Knox is that steady-as-you-go guy that you rely on in all situations that you can really trust in any time on the field.
He really is, and I appreciate you mentioning him. He sometimes gets overlooked a little bit, and his contributions to our team, not just receiving, but also his leadership, his steady hand on our football team has been really appreciated over the last few years in particular.
And one other guy I want to mention, it might not get enough mentions is Reed Ferguson. And the reason is, with one game played here on Sunday, he can surpass Steve Christie and move into second place in team history for the most consecutive games played. This is the longest tenured Bill. As you know, he was here before you. He's the only Bill that was on this team before you got here, Sean. I know Shaq Lawson was, but he came back. But the consistency to be out there, the reliability at a position, especially in Buffalo weather with Reed Ferguson, what has that meant to you?
Yeah, really a joy to watch a young man develop. When we arrived on the scene, he was a name that was mentioned to me. I believe he spent some time on the practice squad earlier that season before we arrived, and then maybe saw some action later that year, perhaps, or not. I'm really not, I can't remember that far in terms of the detail. But to watch him develop into another leader on our football team, in the way he handled his business on the field, off the field, watching him grow also in terms of his family, it's been, again, another joy to watch and a true testament to who he is and his character.
All right, Coach, obviously very important injury update. You got some guys back at practice, and then obviously Christian Benford showed up yesterday. We'll get to the Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured, for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. What can you tell us about the players this week that you got back, if anybody's going to be out, and on the Christian Benford situation?
Yeah, I'll start with Christian. So Christian injured his toe yesterday in practice and still dealing with it, will not practice today. Terrell Bernard and Joshua Palmer both will be limited today and listed as questionable for the game. And then Joey Bosa, Spencer Brown, Dalton Kincaid, Mitch Trubisky, who was sick yesterday, Cole Bishop, all will be full today in practice.
Will, do you have a designation for Benford as of right now? Do you know if he will be or not be available for Sunday?
We really don't know. We're, you know, just 24 hours roughly off of the incident, so we'll see how today goes.
Okay, that is the Barnes Firm injury report. Bills and the Patriots Sunday at 1 p.m. Patriots, a team that came in here in Week 5, Coach. You saw him up close, and you saw a young quarterback in Drake May, and he pulled off some Houdini acts in that game as well, making some terrific plays. What have you seen on film, even from that game 10 weeks later, about how he's playing?
Yeah, he continues to grow and develop. I mentioned this earlier in the week with their coaching staff. They do a great job, Josh McDaniels in particular, of developing quarterbacks and then calling a game. You know, he's one of the best play callers in the game, and they've got pieces around him that have helped him in terms of him being their quarterback. With the receivers, the tight ends, and the backs, they've put together a good group right there to surround him and their young quarterback with some good players for him.
And obviously, you mentioned last time you played the game they wanted you to play, and we know how Mike Vrabel coaches defense, and that defense will be ready. What do you see from that side of the ball, and how they've evolved under Coach Vrabel throughout the year?
Yeah, they're playing a real complimentary brand of football, very physical. You watched the game, you know, the other Monday night against the Giants prior to their bye week, and it was really physical and, a testament to who they are as a football team and that why they've won 10 straight games. So, one of the top teams in our league, and we'll have our hands full come Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Could be another snow game. We'll see. We're going to have Pat Hammer on here in just a moment, Coach. We're going to find out. But in the meantime, safe travels to Foxborough, and we will talk next Friday. Good luck Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Sal. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Joey Bosa is good to go. That's great news for Sunday. Spencer Brown is good to go. That's great news. Dalton Kincaid, Cole Bishop. However, questionable, Terrell Bernard and Joshua Palmer. And we don't know about Christian Benford yet. Is he going to be listed as questionable? Could be listed as doubtful. Could be good to go. They're going to find out today, but he's not going to practice today. Not going to practice with that toe injury. That's a massive, massive blow to the Bills if Christian Benford can't go. We are going to find out a little bit later from Sean McDermott, from the team, when they release the final injury report about Christian Benford. But man, injured at practice, a toe injury, and we'll see where this goes with Christian Benford on Friday, as the injury report, the official injury report, comes out a little bit later. But Sean McDermott ahead of that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550 is the number to call. We'll get Pat Hammer on here in just a moment. We'll get the weather report coming up for Sunday in Foxborough. I was mentioning last night, crazy game, right? You never know. This league, such a weird league. And right now, take a look at that. I know it's like the other conference or whatever. The Bills did play the NFC South this year. So They've seen New Orleans beat them. They've seen Atlanta lost to them. They've seen Carolina went there, beat them. Seen Tampa beat them here in Buffalo. And so you can have your own opinion about the teams because maybe you've seen them. But take a look at that division now after last night's game. My goodness. Carolina 7-6 leads the division. Tampa 7-7. Atlanta and New Orleans are in the bottom. But you could, this could be, they are playing twice in the next 3 weeks. This could be that week 18 flex game that's going to happen. We always are basically, you know, wondering on which games that's going to be. All right, 803-0550. Let's see if we can, Dan, if you can give, if you can give Pat a call, that'd be great. Then we can have him on here shortly here, and we'll go through the NFL schedule here in week number 15. So we'll get Pat Hammer on the phone. We'll get the weather update, and we'll also talk about what's happening week 15. Browns at Bears coming up at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Bears fighting for the division in the NFC North. The Browns, yeah, they got a nice performance from Shedeur Sanders last week. The Bills are going to probably face him in a couple of weeks here when they face off. But in the meantime, the Browns, same spot they've been in many years, 3-10 right now. The Bears, not the same spot they've been in for the last many years. In fact, they lost their first for the first time in seven contests. They had won, or six contests. They had won five in a row before that. So they're fighting in the NFC North, and there's a very big fight between the Bears, the Packers, and the Lions. Ravens at Bengals. Sunday at 1 p.m. as well. Now, this is a really interesting game because these two teams played just, a week ago on a Thursday, Thanksgiving night. Bengals beat the Ravens. Bengals are still alive, I think, mathematically, but it's pretty, this thing is not going to happen. They'd have to maybe 8-9, I guess, if they won out. Ravens, though, this is a big matchup for them, big game for them. If they lose this game, they're in serious danger of not making the playoffs and the Steelers winning the North. By the way, how about this? Just the Bills' luck this year, right? I think I look at it this way because, you know, I think that I have my own perceptions of these teams. If the Patriots are to win the division and the Bills finish second because of the crossover matchups next year, the Bills get the second place AFC North team next year, that would be the Ravens, not the Steelers. Steelers would go to New England. And you know what else they'd get in the, I think they had Houston in the South. They finish in second, so just the luck of the draw there. All right, let's get to our guy, Pat Hammer. We got his open there. Let's make sure we get Pat his level. Play his open here, Dan, and then we'll get to Pat Hammer here on the Western Hotline.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, joins me on the Wester Hotline. Bills at Patriots, Sunday, 1 p.m. in Foxborough. I've been seeing a little bit of reports of some snow maybe creeping up on this game, and I'm like, I don't know. I got to get with Pat on that and see what it's going to be like. So good morning to you. What are we looking at on Sunday?
Good morning, Sal. Yeah, first of all, there is a very cold weather pattern that has been showcasing for a while, and for New England, but it's the snow chance that has been the biggest mystery, if you will. It's not a mystery. It's the biggest question for Sunday's game. So here's what it's looking like right now. It's going to be cold. Well, cold for Boston. We're talking about temperatures near 30. In terms of snow, snow will likely fall in Boston. It's likely going to be light, and it's likely going to be before the game, okay? So I'm thinking light snow develops Saturday night into Sunday morning, and it should wrap up by kickoff. If not, you know, let's say 9 or 10 a.m. If it lasts a little longer, I mean, I think it's done by the first quarter. And so we're not looking at a lot. We're looking at, you know, 1-2 inches at this point. It is a close call. This storm takes a little jog to the north, some 50, 60 miles. Then we get more. I just don't see that happening. So I think we're looking at some light snow leading up to kickoff.
Okay, you mentioned Boston. Just for clarification, obviously the game's in Foxborough. It is a good 30 miles from Boston. So Foxborough's Foxborough's a little bit southwest, a little southwest. I'm looking at the map right now. Is it? There's no difference there, right, for you? I just want to make sure and clarify.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm just referring to, yes, it is. I know the stadium is a little bit farther south. Sorry, I should have made that clear. I don't think it's enough to make a difference. I think Boston itself is probably like maybe a half of an inch to an inch of snow, But because of its location, Foxborough is a little closer to where the snow will be heavier. So that's why I'm thinking 1-2 for the stadium at this point. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're not like us here, right? Where like Buffalo's one thing, but Orchard Park is totally separate. Like you're in a different country, basically, right, when it comes to weather.
Right. Oh, my. There's no other scenario like it in terms of here where your city and your stadium are like, well, one can be bomby and one's like in the Hof system.
Oh my God. It's like, yeah. And it's like a wall, right? There's a wall. It's 20 miles away and it's crazy. It's a wall. It's insane. So yeah, totally different over there. So I get it. So you're looking at maybe a little bit of snow falling. I don't think then we're not going to get the picturesque snow globe like we got last week, maybe. And we're not going to see that.
Yeah. Again, it's possible. The system that is going to deliver the snow right now is in Winnipeg. Okay. Just north of Minneapolis. So it's kind of a ways away. So what, you know, so it's got, you, what is that? I don't know, 1500 miles. So, could something shift between now and then? Yeah, it could. But we're kind of locking in on this forecast. So, light snow, pick off. Yes. Maybe some picturesque Hallmark movie type snow. But I really don't think it's going to be a concern. Wind though, Sal, is another thing. There will be a breeze there, borderline. I'm gonna, you know, 15, 20, 25 mile an hour winds possible. Not huge, but still, that there is a little bit of a factor. And of course, with a 30 degree temperature, that would add a little bit of a wind chill. But you know, the wind is something we gotta to monitor as we get closer to the game and certainly during the game.
And what is the temperature looking at? Like at kickoff and then throughout the game?
So kickoff 30 to 32 doesn't really change much, maybe a degree or two cooler at the end, but you know, temperatures are, you know, probably pretty ideal, right? The light snow would be a kind of a non-issue. It's the wind that might, we'll see. But there is going to be a breeze that, you know, you'll have to watch, and you'll certainly notice it as you're, driving up to the stadium on Sunday.
I actually did have to wear the ski goggles last week a little bit because while I was in the stadium, when that snow comes down, sometimes it just swirls and it gets into your face and I couldn't see. You know what I mean? So yeah. I actually did wear the ski goggles last week during that game.
Oh, I love it. I was watching it like so many of us, and I know there was not a lot of wind. I don't live far from the stadium and there was very little wind, but the way they shot it, it looked like it was at times it was sideways, right? You know, the cameras like zoom in, and it really highlights the flakes sometimes. And at times it really looked like it was whipping around down there. I think I heard you earlier say there wasn't much wind on last Sunday, but at times it really looked like it was kind of windy
it did.
There.
Yeah. Our stadium, it gets into that bowl and it just swirls. It's a little bowl, right? So you never know. Yeah. What about people traveling in? This is a game where you're going to get people from Bills fans who come this way from Albany or Syracuse. They're going to go that way maybe for this game. And I even know media members who this is a game where they'll drive. They won't fly. What's the travel look like this weekend into the Boston, and Foxborough, Providence area where some people stay, and then after the game coming home?
Okay, so if you're traveling and you want to leave on Saturday, I would wait. In terms of your travel between here and there, I don't mean like wait a day. I'm saying maybe go if you can in the afternoon. We're going to have snow here, and some of it could be heavy Saturday morning. Okay. So it's not going to last all that long, but we're going to get a quick 2 to 4 inches of snow. Visibility will be poor. Wind will be whipping. So it's going to be pretty snowy Saturday. And then if you leave that, you're going to just follow the snow with you. So I would, if you left in the morning, so I would hold off a little bit, if you can, the travel to the game will, there will be some snow to deal with. When you get closer to the coast on Saturday, there may be a little bit of rain to deal with Saturday night before the cold air gets there. So travel isn't going to be too bad. But again, if you're an early riser and you want to get a head start on Saturday, you know, maybe wait until, 10, 11 noon, and that heavy snow should taper down. Now, there will be a little bit of snow coming off Lake Ontario, too, if you're going on the thruway, but that should stay just north of the thruway. So I think your travel should be okay.
No issue with getting out here, the team getting out Saturday, right? Getting out of here Saturday.
No. Oh, that's they leave. Yeah. What time is wheels up? Is that?
Be early afternoon, I'd say.
Okay. You're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Saturday morning, there delays are probably likely at the airport, but by the midday afternoon, it should be fine.
All right, so just be aware on the roads heading over to the airport if you are traveling as well. And then finally, what are we looking at here in Buffalo? Will this cold, it's been very icy, by the way, too. It's been very icy out there. What are we looking at here? How long is this lasting here?
So pretty much since, Thanksgiving, it's been cold. We've been kind of locked into a cold pattern. There has not been a ton of snow in Buffalo. I think we're at like 8 inches for the month. A very different story in the southern tier. I mean, Holiday Valley, Ellicottville, Little Valley, all those areas are just, they're getting rocked with snow. It's been probably one of the best opening, you know, seasons for them, building a nice snow base. But here it isn't. It's just been cold and, like you said, icy. This cold weather pattern, there's going to be one more delivery of cold air. That's this weekend. And then we shut that down for a while. It does warm up by Wednesday, Thursday. We're in the, I would say, low 40s by Thursday, mid to upper 40s with rain, which I'm sorry, I'm a kid at heart when it comes to this. I do not like rain on snow, but you know, I think we're going to get a little bit of that. And I think kind of leading up to Christmas, it is going to be warmer. It doesn't mean it's going to stay warm. I think we'll still have some shots of some, you know, some cold, but we may have more, rain chances versus snow chances for the next 2 weeks, starting the middle of next week. Then after that, I think the cold returns. So don't think winter is over, but there is going to be a break.
And hopefully we'll have some home playoff games here in Buffalo, but that remains to be seen. Yes. Bills and Patriots Sunday at 1. Christmas less than 2 weeks away, pal. How about that?
Yeah, I know. 2 weeks from yesterday. So
it's amazing.
I know. It's well, because Thanksgiving was so late, I feel like we lost a week, you know? So
I know. Right. Yeah. It comes a lot faster.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Master. Hey, I got to run. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next Friday, bud.
All right. Safe travels.
All right. Thank you very much. Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Northtown Automotive Buffalo Football Friday Extra Point Show on WGR. Got to get rolling here and running on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and run right over to Sabres Live. Real quickly, other 1 p.m. games. Cardinals at Texans. You'd love the Cards to knock off the Texans there. I think if you're a Bills fan, at least hoping for, you know, to get you one step closer to making sure that you lock everything up. Jets at Jags. We'll see about the quarterback situation for the Jets. Jags playing a little bit better now. Chargers at Chiefs. Remember, the Chargers beat them week one to open the season on that Friday night. And then you have the Commanders at the Giants. Raiders at the Eagles. Feels like maybe a get-right game for the Eagles in that one. Packers at the Broncos. That's a big one for seeding purposes. Broncos looking for that one seed. Packers come to town. That is a 4:25 p.m. game, as well as Lions at Rams. That's a big game this week. Jets' Jared Goff against his former team in L.A. Lions at Rams, 4:25 p.m. Rams looking to try and sew up the NFC West. Still a battle there. Panthers now in the driver's seat in the NFC South. They're at the Saints. That's at 4:25 p.m. So are the Colts at the Seahawks. And that's Phillip Rivers, most likely. Titans are at the 49ers, also at 4:25 p.m. Sunday Night Football, Vikings at Cowboys. We'll talk Monday about the Dolphins at Steelers on Monday Night Football. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you on Monday, but of course, all weekend long. You got Bills Sunday at 1. You got Sabres Sunday at 8. All of it here on WGR, the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. And you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you then.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.